The Dice Man Cometh!
Hello and welcome to today's edition of The Dice Men Playeth. We will be getting our hands on Tales of the Arabian Nights by Z-Man Game from 2009, a 1-6 player adventure game that I think hits the sweet spot with about 3-4 players. We played this the other day during the week, and it was much fun had by all. It comes with a big old chunky book with about 3,000 story chapters, so every time you play this, chances are you'll do something completely and utterly different. So things got a bit hectic, and things got a bit sexy. You'll just have to find out. Enjoy.
Okay, Tales of the Arabian Nights. I am Sinbad, with the powers of seduction, acting in disguise, and stealth and stealing. And my quest is the King of the Thieves. As a child, you were fascinated by your father's story of legendary thieves, pirates, and rogues. But upon reaching adulthood, he revealed that he was himself, the self-same King of the Thieves. He wants you, his eldest, to complete an epic theft he never attempted himself, claiming the 2 gems called the Eyes of the Lamia from their hidden places. Have another player place 2 of your quest markers in different cities. When you reach one of them, instead of your normal encounter, you may choose to encounter a person on matrix A, B, C, or D. But the matrix chooses objective. You must then choose the rob reaction. If your reward involves gaining wealth or a skill or a positive state, you have successfully stolen one of the eyes, and you remove the quest marker. If you are unsuccessful, you may choose to do this again next turn without moving, until you claim the quest marker. When you have claimed both eyes, you become the new King of Thieves. And then you choose destiny points by 3, story points by 3, wealth by 3, max fabulous / treasure. Don't know what that means.
Yeah, so sounds exactly you can like go up to...
Oh, that's wealth.
You can be fabulously wealthy, or you can choose a treasure.
Okay.
Which is special stuff. So...
So one of you guys placed 2...
Yeah, it's not by 3, so you get 3 distance. Yeah, so you get... So Garth picks 2 spots, basically. So, as I said, it's just to give you a...
Don't be a dick about it.
Yeah, no, exactly, be a dick about
it. Can I go to Stonehenge, where the demons dwell?
No. So the only thing is, with these, there are these special... I can't remember what they're called. Sacred places.
Yep.
Magical places. You can't move there. You see these ones. Yep, you can only get sent there.
Okay. Cool.
So you can't put them there.
Okie dokie. Leon, I've moved your 2 quest tokens to be perfectly located for you.
Yes, at there opposite ends of the globe.
Right. So now you roll your die.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, not yet. My mistake. Now you move 3. So now you can move 3.
Before you guys do your characters and reading?
Yeah, we do that on our turn.
Okay, cool.
No, don't roll. You move 3, based on your wealth.
Right.
It's all going well.
So you need to... Okay. Or it's 3 on land or 2 on water.
Okay, so where am I? Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
So I move 1 to Damascus. Is that Damascus there?
Yeah.
So that's 1.
Yeah.
2 to there.
Yeah.
And then 3 to Andrea.
Alexandria. Yeah.
Cool. And then do I do some reading stuff?
Or now you draw a card.
I draw an encounter.
Yep.
I've got Ape Island.
Ape Island.
And I'm on a castle, which means 56.
Now Garth goes to paragraph
56.
Of 3,000.
Now, okay. Now you roll 1 die.
Okay. It is a 6, Garth.
You add that number on there. So
2.
It's 8.
That's 8.
And there's no pluses there, so it's number 8.
So, it is a practical joker enchantress, matrix O.
Yep, so you've come across a magical joker...
Practical joker.
A practical joker enchantress.
Mm-hmm.
And table O will tell you all your choices that you can do to that person.
So I can grovel, aid, avoid, bargain, attack, trick, hire. What did you say they were again?
Practical joker, enchantress.
Enchantress.
And in the book it always says the other.
Yeah, of course.
So you can insert the practical joker enchantress.
Okay.
I know what you're going to do.
I actually don't know what I'm going to do to be... What would you do?
I would hire them.
I was thinking about that, but then they'd probably trick me because they're a practical joker enchantress. Because that's what I'd do if I was a practical joker.
They're pretty tricky.
How about... Trick them! Let's try and trick them back.
All right.
Screw
tricking
it.
Tricking the practical joker enchantress is paragraph 2370.
Wow.
Roll the destiny die. Plus. So it becomes 2-3-7-1.
Sorry, that's going to happen a lot.
With this hip, yes. 2-3-7-1.
2-3-7-1. Now, Leon.
Yes?
You give a performance that would convince a sultan. Do you have beguiling?
No, you do.
No skill. But suddenly, you realise the tables have been turned upon you. Instead of tricking the other into believing your virtue, you are boasting of the most heinous crimes before a crowd of onlookers. You escape before you can be arrested, but you are a wanted, self-confessed criminal. Outlaw.
So you're an outlaw.
Oh, grand.
So you gain the outlaw status.
That's the way you want to start a long game.
You have committed a heinous crime for which you have been outlawed and outcast from the kingdom. Now, you mark the city nearest to the space you are in with your origin mark, Alexandria, where you are. If you have an encounter in that city, you automatically receive the imprisoned status at the end of the encounter. If you get the outlaw status a second time at the end of that encounter, move your piece directly to the city with your origin mark and become imprisoned.
Okay.
So basically, you got to get out of there. Now, lose the outlaw status, if you become imprisoned, you lose the outlaw status.
Of course.
So basically, you've got to go to prison not to become an outlaw or stay away from there.
Well, that's the whole point of prison, to rehabilitate one for one's crime.
And you do have encounters in prison.
Not to become a better criminal at all.
That can be very frustrating.
So that is my turn?
That is your turn.
Okie doke.
Now we pass the books and the...
Matrices. Okay.
And now, Garth, read your character card.
Who are you? All right. Well, I am Aladdin. My skills are beguiling, magic, and wilderness lore. So he, or should I say she, because I'm playing a female Aladdin, is going to be awesome and hopefully get a magic carpet ride. I currently have a quest, and my quest is carried away. I have angered a djinn. Instead of instantly killing me, he has carried me away in my sleep to a faraway land. I roll a die to determine where the djinn drops me off. So I'm just going to roll that die, of which I rolled a 4. So 4's going to take me to Leon.
What?
Which is over there.
Hey, I'm on the board!
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
We're getting a photo of that.
Move to that city. Also, gain the lost status.
Yep.
I must make my way back to Baghdad, lest my family and my business becomes unraveled. Upon returning to Baghdad and remaining there after an encounter, I settle all matters, which means I get 3 destiny, 3 story, and an enduring hardship.
All these quests, what are the odds that Sinbad gets the King of the Thieves and Aladdin gets one where he's screwing around with a djinn?
Yeah. So lost, you are somewhere in the vast reaches of the world, but exactly where, you can. So you may only move 1 space per turn.
Great.
Each turn you follow the normal encounter procedure space you're in. Now you may choose not to have a normal encounter, but rather a badly lost encounter on Matrix G, in which various encounter paragraphs will state that you may lose the lost. Otherwise, encounters in the game will state you lose.
You keep
that until you lose it, basically.
All right. Cool. I keep it until I lose
it. So where do you go?
Leon.
Okay. So can somebody take a photo?
I don't know where you're going to be able to read.
Of course you will. All right.
The King of Leon.
So now I actually... take my turn.
Yeah, so you're going to move your... No, so you only move 1.
I only move 1.
Yeah.
So essentially...
And you're trying to get back home, basically.
Yeah. I'm going to go to a green.
Yeah.
So I draw...
Roll 1 die. Oh, yes, sorry.
I draw an encounter card.
Yeah.
The Elephant's Graveyard. So I am in a greeny thing. So we go to 28, please.
28 it is. And this is where you roll the die.
I'm rolling a 3.
And you add the number.
Plus a 2, so I have a 5.
5 on 28.
Correct.
You've encountered a mild storm.
Oh, okay.
Matrix F.
Matrix F.
Okay.
What would you like to do with the mild storm?
So we've got mild.
Can I can drink a mild storm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do that.
I am going to...
cry out at a mild storm. Drama queen.
Well, my options are, for those listening, I can pray, I can avoid it, I can wait it, I can cry out, I can drink it, I can examine it, travel, or hide. I have to drink a storm.
You've got to.
Yeah.
So you're drinking mild.
Yeah.
2180.
Roll the destiny die.
2180.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
A storm. Something tickles the back of your throat. Without thinking, you scoop up some water to wash out your mouth.
Oh, it was a frog.
Do you have a skill in magic?
I do.
Oh, come on.
As you bring the water to your mouth, you discern a mystic taint and you fling it away from you. A nearby shipmate drinks deep, and no more than half a minute later, he writhes in agony on the deck as a poison racks his body. It seems you were not to meet your fate today.
Insta-death.
Two destiny points, two story points.
Yep.
And you are fated.
So you were supposed to drink the taint, and you got someone else to drink the taint.
Exactly right.
That's just...
Because I'm also beguiling.
That is bad party form.
Now, we'll read that one at the start of your next turn, because it's going to affect you then.
All right.
All right. And you move your points up. Did you move your points up, Leon?
No. What, did I get any?
I think you got one story point, didn't you? Oh.
I don't know. You never said a word.
That was...
Garth read it out.
I'm red. I think I'm not black.
I'm blue.
I'm red. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not used to being red.
I think you got... What are you, blue?
I'm red.
What's Leon?
I'm blue.
Yeah, so I think you got one story point for me.
So I still get my two, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes, correct, yes.
Sure, that's a thing. Why not?
All right. Pass the parcel.
Pass the parcel.
Right. What do we do with these? Oh, yeah, chuck them back here. So you keep the city ones.
Yes.
You get those. So I'm Alibaba. I'm a male Alibaba. I'm smart, beautiful, and people like me. Of course, and then I have a quest as well.
Hey!
I'm smart, beautiful, and people like me. Therefore, my siblings are jealous of me. In fact, they are so jealous, and I'm so naive, they managed to sell me into slavery. I'm taken on board a ship bound for the far corners of the world. At first, the situation was intolerable, but my natural qualities won the captain and crew over, and I was able to buy my freedom. Have another player, Leon. Place me on any island space.
Oh.
Your heart burns to return to Baghdad. So, obviously...
The one surrounded by water?
Yes.
Okay.
Your heart burns to return to Baghdad, but you feel the need to prepare yourself against your siblings. If you return to Baghdad with a wealth level of rich or more, and remain there after an encounter, you return home to the shocked look of your siblings' faces. Get 3 destiny points and 2 story points. For my treacherous...
It's not February. Right.
So place me on an island, Leon.
Could I place you on this merman's face?
No, that's the Undersea King.
But that is a good island to place him on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I've got to get... and I'm going to get back to Baghdad, but also be rich or more. I've got to get up a couple of steps.
Sure.
So now I shall move, and I can move 2 on the water. I'll go 1, 2, and in the middle of the ocean.
What? How did you get there? How did you...
Oh, 2. I'm there.
Yes, you were.
Yeah,
yes.
Sorry. So I have come across a beggar from paragraph 86. And so 5 plus 5 is 10. A number 10 beggar on paragraph 86.
86 is a wicked beggar.
A wicked beggar.
A matrix.
Wicked.
C.
Yeah.
Beggar.
Okay.
Is there wicked on there?
There is wicked, yes.
Matrix C.
So what are your options, Mark?
I will...
Will you beat...
I can beat him, I can enrich him, I can rob him, I can avoid him, I can question him, attack him, follow him, or... hire him.
And you're assuming it's a him, are you? Bringing gender into this?
Well, there's no such thing as a wicked lady. Mm-hmm. All wicked people are men.
So she had a beggar with a lady?
I suppose you could. I was just going by the picture. I will... Seeing as he's a wicked beggar, I will rob him.
Oh, that means you get to rob him on 487. Paragraph 487.
And you rolled nothing?
Yeah.
With surprising strength, he wrestles your weapon from you. Quick thinking?
Yes.
Or weapon use?
Yes.
Weapon use is mandatory.
Is it? So okay,
I'm guessing that's the one you have to use. You panic, draw a dagger, and slay him.
Hey!
But you were seen committing the crime and are pursued by the local guards. D1, so Destiny 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Outlaw.
Oh, gee.
Hey!
Alrighty.
So the outlaw on the sea.
So now, where is the nearest city to
me? Worth. Nowhere. Are they cities?
That one. Or, so one, oh, yeah, two, one, two. I think it says if they're equal, choose one.
So do you want it to be Tana or Serendib?
Serendib, I reckon.
Okay. So that becomes my origin, yeah. Do I go there? No, no, it just says mark.
Yeah, just okay.
So if I go there, that's it.
Yep.
All right. That is me. Pass the books. Leon.
Okay.
So you can move 3 on land, 2 on the water. And so with the movement, it's up to a maximum of 3. So you could go 1 on the land and 2 in the water, for example. Yep.
1, 2...
Zayla.
Finish the turn.
Zayla.
And I'm encountering the city of Kiev.
Ooh.
So I keep this, and then if I'm not on Kiev, 59?
Correct.
So, 59.
Roll die.
4.
Plus 2 is 6.
So, 6 is a ghostly beast.
Oh.
Matrixy J,
a ghostly beast. What shall you do with a ghostly beast?
Well, what shall I do with a ghostly beast?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do much. How about we seek some aid?
Seek some aid
from I suppose it's a ghastly beast.
A ghostly.
Ghostly.
A beast's not really me, though, is it? Yeah, I'll ask it. I'll ask the evil demon thing. What's going on?
Seek aid, is that right?
Yeah, sure.
919. Roll that.
Yep, 919.
919, huh? All righty. Rumours have come to you that a powerful wizard lives nearby. You investigate the wizard's home, but a ghostly guardian will not permit you to enter.
Okay.
Do you have determined or courtly graces?
Certainly don't.
In that case, you go away frustrated, and you gain 1 story point.
Oh. That was a fun turn.
That was an exciting thing.
Now, Garth, you're...
I'm fated.
Your status, yes.
So, you are part of a greater destiny. Your fortune has been foretold and your name is known to those with the power to see into the future.
Oi, Garth!
Ooh, I knew you were going to say that. Effect. Do not roll to determine who you will meet on an encounter chart in the Book of Tales. Designate another player to decide. That player may consult the Book of Tales before choosing. And I can lose this. If you gain a combined total of 4 or more destiny and or story points, you lose the status. So is that a combined total of 4? Yeah, combined total.
Yeah, from now.
From now. Okay. So basically, I can only move 1, and I also can't choose what I'm doing.
Yes, exactly.
All right, I am moving to 4.
And
I don't draw 1. I will decide Leon.
Hello. What am I doing?
You decide.
So does Leon draw a card?
You do not roll to determine who you will meet.
Yeah, no. So you still draw a card.
Oh, I just.
Yeah, it's just you don't roll.
All right. Well, I've met a sage, and it is still morning time. Yes. So we go to page 85.
So are you picking Leon?
Yes, I am picking Leon.
So what sort of sage would you like him to encounter on
85? Oh, there's no sexually aggressive.
Garrulous.
Garrulous. Is that sexually aggressive?
Could be, maybe.
Vengeful. Let's go vengeful. Vengeful
sage. A vengeful sage.
That sounds lovely.
You took my rosemary.
Matrix A it is.
Matrix A?
Yes.
That's going to be hard.
So what will you do with the vengeful sage?
Well, my options are to grovel, aid, rob, avoid, converse, attack, court, abduct, or honour this vengeful sage. I think I am going to use my beguiling skills to court this vengeful
You're
sage.
Going to court the old vengeful.
Yes.
We are turning to 267.
And I roll this.
Yes.
267
it is.
267. After you finish speaking, the vengeful sage responds. You have made your wishes clear to me. If you aid me in my search for justice, I shall consider what you ask. Do you have appearance?
No, I do not.
Roll 2 dice.
Mm-hmm.
And add 1 if you've got quick thinking, seduction, or wisdom.
No. So 7 is my score.
You lack the necessary skills to aid the other, and he goes on his way. 1 destiny point.
Okay. That's a story point. A destiny.
And that's...
Oh, no, that's not right.
That's 1 towards your total of 4, is that right? To lose
it says if you gain a... Yeah, so that's 1.
Track of that. Okay. All right.
pass the books.
All right.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to send. I am going to go 1, 2 to the city of Tana. And I found a crystal palace. I'm presuming there's that icon there. It's table N.
No.
Yeah, it's...
33.
No, N. There is a table N. I can't remember.
Oh, that's handy.
I think it's made... Is it right at the start? Table N.
Hang on. Matrix.
Kenny's all locations, so maybe...
Oh, are they? Yes, okay. So it's the matrix N then.
Mm-hmm.
And I roll 6 and 2 is 8. Yes.
That doesn't work.
Is there...
All the locations and stuff are...
Yeah, I'll move down 8. Count down 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, that's an animal.
Let me check. Hang on. Table N.
80 or so don't say which matrix to go.
Some encounter charts will use this entire chart, in which case the matrix letter is listed by the paragraph.
Say that again.
Some encounter chart use a single matrix for the entire... One terrain type refers you to reaction matrix N instead of a paragraph number. Go right to reaction matrix if you're on this type of terrain. So I'm in a city, yes?
Yep.
So it's the Crystal Palace. So is the Crystal Palace on that list?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Okay, excellent. So now...
And it's matrix N?
Yep.
So in the Crystal Palace, I will... Bargain.
Your bargain. So you are going to 1942 plus or minus nothing. 1942. Which coincidentally is when Mark was born.
It's like it was yesterday.
Yep. Born in the heat of passion in World War II.
Yeah.
1942.
No, South Arabia.
You learn that the place is overseen by a twin brother and sister, trusted by the king, yet wary of each other. Perhaps if you could win one of them over to your cause, you could take advantage of their distrust, gain act. Do you have the power of seduction?
No.
No, you don't do. So since I've got seduction, does that mean you've got no skill?
Correct.
You've got no skill.
What about his character, though?
Man. That's twice that joke in like 20 minutes.
I know.
No skill. Taking great effort to make yourself appear genuine, you approach first the brother, then the sister. You quickly learn, however, that their loyalty to their king is too strong for you to turn them against. SI1.
Story 1.
And that's it. I don't know where I got I from. I haven't slept.
S1, yes.
Sports Illustrated.
Leon.
Quest,
baby. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. Have another player place. When you reach one of them, instead of the normal encounter, mm-hmm. you may choose to... encounter a person on matrix A, B, C, or D.
Yep, so...
So I encounter some random person, and I've got to guess one of the...
Yep, so pick one.
A, B, C, or D.
Yeah.
D?
Oh, hang on, you'll roll. So you roll.
5.
11.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be... So it's going to be a healer.
Okay. So
a hideous person, a mad person, or a lovesick person.
Lovesick.
Okay, that's table D.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with a lovesick person, Leon?
Well,
you're going to punish them, aren't you?
Oh, I can't. The first option. Yeah, punish them.
Punish the lovesick person for 67. So does this say if you're successful?
If I'm successful, I get one of the quest markers. But yeah. I don't think any happens when I get to get the second one.
Cool.
Okie dokie. Whoa. Sorry. On matrix A, B, C, or D, but yeah. the matrix reader chooses an objective. You must then choose the rob react.
Oh, okay. So you're going to rob the love.
So I have no choice but to rob them. Sorry.
Which is 489.
And you rolled a 0.
Yeah.
All right. You easily take the other's purse, weeping. He begs you to return it, as he needs that money to woo a lover. Do you have seduction or storytelling?
I certainly have seduction.
Okay. Your soul is stirred by the other's tale, and you return his purse and offer to help him. It seems his project is hopeless, though, for he is exceedingly ugly. Roll one die, adding 1 for appearance. So do you have appearance?
No.
So just roll a die. 4 or more, you succeed!
Okay.
Are you married?
No.
So, you are not married. Passion like a plague spreads from mouth to mouth, and you have spent too long in the company of the other. Who is it?
The lovesick person.
The lovesick person. For you have fallen for a beauteous youth who is the lover's best friend. You do not cease from assisting the other, but press your court on his friend most ardently. Gain 2 destiny, 2 story, and the love-struck condition.
Who did I just wank? What happened?
the friend of the person you were helping.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll take that.
Leon
two
is...
and two. 2 story as well.
Leon is love-struck.
What am I blue?
Did you say 2 destiny and 2 story?
Yeah, I moved you up here.
Okay, my bad.
Yep, and...
And I'm guessing I get the question.
You get that, because that's a successful revolution. You just got to check...
So now you have...
These things...
Plus 1.
Yeah, so you got wealth...
Wealth 1.
Plus 1, maximum respectable, yep. You are now respectable, Leon, for the first time in your life.
Oh, after I had sex with a tramp's friend.
No, you're love struck. You can read that out on your next turn.
I certainly can.
And then the other thing to note is now you get plus one.
That's
like on you get plus one on your roll. And you're rolling the one die.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Your turn. Pass the books. Your turn, Garth.
Okie dokie.
Oh, now you pick someone, don't you, to move you one?
No, I get to move.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to try and lose this lost effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to choose not to have a normal encounter, but rather a badly lost encounter on Matrix G.
Okay.
In which various encounter paragraphs
Matrix G?
Will specifically state that you may lose the lost status.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to Matrix G.
Yeah.
So now I roll.
That one? No, there's only one thing.
Badly.
So now you can, on G, you can do these things. Pray for guidance, wait for help, cry out for help, examine the surroundings, set forth or hide.
I am going to...
Oh, no, hang on. We picked, dummy, because you're fated.
That's the card. Oh, who I will meet. Yeah. So, I will choose you, Mark.
I think you should cry out for help, Garth.
No, the effect is who I meet. I already know who I'm going to meet. I'm badly lost.
Okay, fair enough. We'll say that it doesn't, the one.
Yeah.
So you can pick.
I am going to... No, I am not, because I have wilderness lore.
Oh, there you go.
So I am going to hide safely.
Boring.
Up one.
Six.
6, 1, 8. You hear strange noises in the twilight gloom. Something is coming. Do you have wilderness lore?
I do.
Yes. You know to hide downwind of the creatures, that they might not catch your scent. You watch in amazement as strange dark creatures gather and caper in the moonlight amidst the sound like crystal spheres. Truly, the spectacle is most remarkable, and you study them closely. You know that the Caliph in Baghdad is one who collects tales of strange beasts. And could you but tell him of this, you would be richly rewarded. D1.
Yep.
S2.
Yep.
You're lost.
Oh, bloody hell.
And place your destination marker in Baghdad.
Yep.
When you arrive there, you may draw a random treasure.
Wow. Well, that was also enough to gain me 4 points.
So you're no longer fated.
I'm no longer fated. Nice. Yes. So that is considered a success.
Yes.
Except I didn't lose lost. I regained it. I guess these don't stack.
What does lost say? If you get lost again, you're unlost?
Is that how that works?
No.
Is that how that TV show works? They lost themselves again.
In which various encounter paragraphs will specifically state that you may lose the lost status. Also, other encounters in the game will state that you lose lost. So it didn't say that
no,
I lose
it
lost.
Did not,
it didn't
specify you get lost.
That is a used up status.
We can go.
All right.
We have your cup for it to runneth over.
Definitely.
So right. This is the... this is my... Wattle Seed Pale Ale, which is one of Bruce Smith Micro Kits.
Advertising was paid for by the Mark Rickards advertising firm. The self-promotion of Mark Rickards and homebrewing. All right, pass the books.
That was Garth's turn.
Yes, that was. I'm just trying to work out why I've got...
Oh, hang on.
In my hand.
Far out.
That was bad brewing. That was levelled out of tree.
That doesn't... No.
There you go.
All right, excellent. Okay.
Right. My turn.
Yes.
Drink for courage.
Exactly. You have gained the drunk condition.
That's an interesting title.
Hello, pretty wife.
Hello.
Do you want to say hello to all your fans?
Right. So, okay. I am moving 3 and 2 still. Now I'm on land. I'm going to go...
So as you become richer, you move less because you're entourage. Yeah. Yeah. But what's the benefit you gain from it? 6 at the bottom?
That's over water.
So you can hire a ship and move a long way.
Oh, over water. So you're better over water when you're rich, but you're... Okay.
So I'm going to go...
Oh, Earth, you need to move 6 at water.
3. We can move a long way. So I'm going to go there.
Yep.
Over there. And I met an elephant. And it's a... 69 an elephant.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. So he's drinking the taint. You're 69 an elephant. I'm the one with seduction.
All right. Roll your dice, Mark.
I seduced a beggar's friend and become rich because of it.
5 plus nothing plus 2. 7.
Okay. Bloodthirsty brigands. Matrix.
Is that right on the 69? I thought it would have been an elephant.
It's a bloodthirsty brigand elephant.
Mm.
Yeah, riding an elephant.
So, Matrix I.
Bloodthirsty brigands. Dear oh dear. I will... I'll question them.
You'll question them?
Yeah.
Question the bloodthirsty people.
That's right. Hey, why are you so bloodthirsty?
2053.
And dude, what's with the elephant? Roll your die.
Didn't I do that already? Oh, this die.
Yeah.
One less.
2052. 2052. You spy the band of brigands standing in a semicircle, an array of stones laid out before them. With a wooden stick in hand, one slashing his own arm to bring forth blood, with which he draws elaborate patterns on the stones. You step forward and ask what this strange ritual is supposed to accomplish. Do you have piety?
No.
You have no skill. The gang responds to your intrusion by robbing you, beating you, and leaving you for dead. Story points 2. You gain the wounded condition. Reduce your wealth to beggar, but gain 1 destiny for each level lost in this way.
Well, this one put me up 1.
No, that's story. We're talking about destiny.
Oh, okay. So put me up, can you put black up 1 destiny? And I went down 2, is that right?
1, 2.
So yeah.
So you, that's right, you go up by 2 on this S.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, done. I went up to respectable. Then I would have gone down 3, in fact. So I would go up 3 on the destiny. Is that right? I gain 1 for everyone else.
Yes.
Anyway, did you already move me 1?
That's alright.
And I get what, sorry?
Wounded. Pretty sure I remember from my Eldritch Horror, the man wounded
Sabbath. Well, we can read it at the start of his next turn.
Yes, correct. I'll do that.
Speaking of which, I am lovestruck.
Woo!
Or the other variety.
You have met the most beautiful man slash woman you have ever beheld.
You haven't chosen a gender.
I'll take what I'm given. I walk into the party, I stick my tongue out, close my eyes and run.
Hermaphrodite.
You cannot rest until you have courted and married this spectacular creature. On your next turn, instead of a normal encounter roll, roll 1 die. I can still move though, can't I?
Yeah, but then you just don't have an encounter.
Yeah, well, I still got to move because I still got to get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
What am I over? I'm 400. There. So I lose no traction over, but I'm not near water. 1.
Now you're near water.
So instead of doing the encounter there, what's on here?
Get to 4.
On your next turn, instead of a normal encounter, roll 1 die. On a 1, encounter a beautiful maiden / handsome soldier.
Okay.
So she's a beautiful maiden, handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Reaction Matrix L.
Oh. Well, you have to choose.
I'm saying Sinbad's a dude.
Yep. So.
So a beautiful maiden. So beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yep.
And what are you going to do to this beautiful maiden?
I reckon court's probably the smart thing.
Mm. You're not going to attack her? No?
No.
Or abduct?
No. I'm going to see how this goes.
Maybe a different type of beautiful maiden. Maybe you could hire her.
All right. He is going to 301 plus or minus. He's going to 300.
Thank you for your kind and flattering words, says the beautiful maiden. Now, I'm sure you're very busy and must be on your way. Though polite, your dismissal is unmistakable. 1 destiny point.
That all sounds vaguely familiar. 1 destiny point.
To lose. Immediately lose this status after your special encounter. If you are married, you cannot gain love strike.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you encountered a beautiful maiden. No, so you basically just... She's given you the flick.
Yeah, you got to find one. You got to find a proper one, haven't you?
No. So no, she's given the flick, so he's now not love struck anymore.
Oh, okay.
Just fine. Bye-bye. That's fine. I mean, I didn't even really like her anyway.
No?
No, wearing a pretty dress with the hair and personality. I mean, who needs that?
All right, my turn. All right, I am heading off to Adrianople.
So that is a two.
That is a
plus.
No, I've got to find out. Oh, city. I've drawn the Leon city.
Yeah.
So I am not in the city. Would have been handy, but I'm not. So we just go to 74.
Yeah.
Chapter 74.
Oh yes, I've got the big book in my hand. So chapter 74.
Table 74.
Yep.
And you're not
fate
anymore, so you get
to... I get to roll, and I get a plus... What's W? One?
Wealth plus
one. Oh, wealth, okay.
Yeah. Now you get, so you get plus one from over here.
Should I have gone up when I passed that?
Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you should. You're now a respectable guard.
Okay, so...
For the first time ever.
First time ever. Okay, so I roll six plus one, so seven, nine.
Nine on 74, did you say?
Yes.
Magical storm.
Another storm.
F.
F. Okay. Oh,
drink it.
I can drink this.
Drink it.
Didn't go so well last time.
Oh, went alright last time.
A magical storm.
I could travel on a magical storm.
Well, I am Aladdin.
Yeah. No
drinking. I can show you the world.
Alright, I think I am going to... Examine this magical storm.
Examine the magical storm. 713 plus or minus nothing.
713 it is.
Seven. Curious about the nature of such events, you observe the interplay of unearthly forces as objects are turned and tossed in the air.
Sounds about right.
And colourful lights illuminate the vault of heavens. Have you got scholarship?
No.
Son, you got no skill. Unfortunately, your ignorance of your peril permits you to fall victim to the malign influences at work. You feel a black doom.
Oh, good.
Cover your soul. You gain D1.
Yep.
Which puts you up to that area, which is no. Yep. And then you die. No, accursed.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Accursed?
Accursed.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read that next. Do I keep that?
Yes, so you can go to Leon, and you get to have a special adventure there.
A special adventure?
You can come to me and we can have a special adventure. You got any of that taint water left?
I do gain beguiling if I go there.
So when you're with me, you look more attractive. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Okay, so just to let you know, I'm wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So I lose the use of the following skills, regardless of level, until I'm dead. So stealth and stealing... Magic, weapon use, which I have,
yep.
Seduction and appearance. To lose it, I skip my next turn to heal and lose a destiny or a story point. Or if I give a wealth level to a player in my space who has scholarship, do you?
Nope.
No.
So I basically got to skip a turn. Well, I won't do that now.
Can I have a take backsie from a turn ended there?
No, because it's still the number two and it was...
No, because I did my thing.
Ah, that's right, you did, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to get up to reach before I can go home. One, two, go to Zarandi, because I'm feeling Zarandi.
Hey.
But I didn't go to Cordoba.
That's a shame.
I went to paragraph 37.
Okay. I hear that's where all the cool paragraphs are hanging out. Okay, 37, roll your dice.
So six.
Plus two. Plus
two, is it?
Yeah, you're
plus two. So 10.
10. A bumbling wizard.
Ooh.
A bumbling wizard is what you encounter. Who you encounter?
I'm going to trick him.
Ooh. Where does that lead us? Matrix
what,
master?
B.
Bumbling.
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 Tricky. And he's going to trick.
226.
227.
227.
That sounds bad. When I open it. Oh, it's a long one. Your victim may be a fool, but he is not so foolish as to fall for your scheme. The other's companions turn out to be heavily armed. Yeah. Do you have acting in disguise?
No.
Well, in that case, you are easily caught and imprisoned for your attempted crime. One destiny point, and you are now imprisoned.
So, if I become imprisoned, I lose.
So that was plus one destiny point.
Yeah.
Because you said you can
get negatives, yeah.
Because we've done some pretty heinous stuff and we're still...
Often, when you do negative stuff, you go up in the story points, because, hey, you can tell some good stories about it in the pub after.
And we will. All right, now I'm imprisoned.
Okay.
Leon.
Hello.
King of Leon.
So what's my movement?
Where's that place? Okay.
Waterfall.
Four. So one.
Yep.
A wizard.
Roll the dice, sir. And add one, I believe. Is that right?
One to my one, so two.
And another two.
Four.
Okay. And what's the number? Morning wizard.
Are we still? How do we know we're in morning?
Because you, after you go through the deck.
Oh, the other... after you go through the deck.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right.
Wow,
so we're going to be in morning all game.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So was it 84, did you say?
Yeah, 84.
And you got a four. So a needy wizard. Matrix
Blue. No, I'm not a needy wizard.
Is it?
Okay.
Court.
You're going to court the needy wizard.
All right.
What's his needs?
Well, roll your dice and we shall see.
What is it?
No, the white one.
The white one.
Die of Destiny.
Oh, 207 is what you're going for.
No, I'm talking about needy. Need a little bit of Sinbad time. That's what you
a
need.
A kneeling wizard.
Yes.
Ah, cries the other. Your visage is like that of the full moon, Bert Newton. And you are wise beyond your years. A most fitting companion you would be, even to royalty. Are you lucky?
Punk.
As soon as my financial affairs are in order, we can be married.
Okay.
You get one destiny point, and you are beloved.
Oh, sweet. Hang on. Effects. Decide whether to accept or reject his/her love. If you accept, you receive two destiny points and become married. If you refuse, roll one die and gain the following status. Yeah, I'm married and well.
Is that next turn though?
I don't know.
It just says effect.
Well, you just check statuses. So, you can do it now if it's more appropriate.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know when I'm supposed to do it.
Well, you decide.
Do you ever really know when to marry someone? I mean, do you ever really just know that's the right time and the right place?
No.
So if you accept, you receive
two destiny
and you become... Married.
I'm using him for his destiny. Married.
I think you can read that one at the start.
Yeah, sure.
Garth.
Alrighty, my turn.
Oh, cool.
Move away, oh lost one.
Okay.
Oh, and you're accursed as well.
Yeah, I know. So, accursed. So I have fallen under a terrible curse with bad luck to follow you through all the rest of your days, unless the curse can be removed. So the effect of this curse is, whenever I roll the dice, for any reason, ask any player what number they want me to use, and they may consult the Book of Tales before giving. I use that number instead of rolling. It does not affect the Destiny dice. And to lose this, after the player has given you a number, roll it to determine if you lose the stats. If the number you roll is more than 1 point from the number that was given, you are no longer accursed. Alternatively, if I gain blessed, I lose this status as well.
Okay.
So I am going to head very slowly to Constantinople, but I am not quite there yet. So I will have my encounter outside Constantinople, and I am going to pearl diving by the looks of it. Tennis.
Oh, Leon's run away with the book.
Oh no! What's up? What am I going to do?
10, please.
And so now, instead of you rolling,
yep, I
one
ask.
Of us to pick a number.
Yep.
And we're allowed to look. So table 10.
Yep.
Well, it just replaces the die roll, doesn't it? And then you'd add 2, and then you'd add another 2. So it's 4 plus whatever number we pick.
Yes. No.
No, that can't be right.
Ask any player.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Leon.
Okay. So what? So you're saying anything after 4 I can make?
Up to 10, because it's only 1 to 6.
Yeah, you're only
you're
only able to add the die roll.
Yeah. Okay. So between 5 and 10 you can pick.
I can't go past Malicious Merman.
A Malicious Merman. So what number's that?
I.
No, the number. Because I now have to roll a die to see if I lose this curse.
No. Oh, that... So that was number... That was 5.
Okay, so now...
So that would be 1.
So now I roll...
So if you get a 6 or a 2, you get away from it, is that right?
If the number I roll is more than 1, then I get away from it.
So if you get a 3 or...
Three or more. 3 or more. Yay! I roll a 5.
I'm no longer accursed.
I'm never going to get to see a merman.
No, he still gets it.
I get to see the
merman. So now it's the malicious merman?
Yep.
On table I.
On table I.
What shall you do to the malicious merman?
I am going to... No, I'm not going to do that. I am going to... I'm going to follow this malicious merman.
Follow the malicious merman.
Yeah.
Two, three, four, six.
Six?
Yes.
Four, six. You espy a merman.
You spy.
A spy. Hey. I'm so tired. You espy a merman. Unprovoked, attack an innocent victim, then flees into the water. You follow the merman back to his surface lair and make note of the location so you can direct the city guard here without fail. D1.
Yeah.
And you gain quick thinking.
Cool.
That is a skill, sir.
That's the first one of those that have come up.
I am now quick thinking.
Mm.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Not a trouble.
Okay. Now I'm imprisoned. I may not move. Lose lost? No. You do not have normal encounters while imprisoned. Instead, you always encounter a jailer, funny enough.
Really?
Who brings you food and water. Thank you. Using reaction matrix K. To determine the nature of the jailer, roll one die.
Number two on
a
K.
A foolish... no, it says on here.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
So I encounter a foolish jailer.
Yes, you do.
On K. I am going to... converse with the foolish jailer.
At
K.
1541. Here we go. You spend many hours conversing with your companion or your jailer about the foolish ways of man and the inscrutable ways of Allah. Do you have scholarship?
No.
No skill. You learn a great deal from your jailer, and your suffering is lessened. So you gain one destiny point, but you also gain wisdom.
Oh, the skill. There it is. And I get what? One...
wisdom and one destiny.
Oh, destiny.
Oh, did we add that to your roll?
It didn't matter, because it was on the card.
Ah, okay, sure.
So, did you move me out?
Yep. Okay.
And I'm still imprisoned. Oh, now if I become... if I reach 10 story points, I lose in... or...
yeah, alright. Okay.
Leon!
Sup? Do my turn up in this...
yep, I can get that. So now you're married.
Oh, yeah. Married. You gain one story point when you get this status.
Okay.
Yeah. The next city you enter...
oh, hang on. You get a choice of one talent level skill.
So you pick a new one.
Can I become a master of one?
Can't.
Okay. I want to go. I wouldn't mind a bit of weapon use. The next city you enter, does that mean there on the way past?
Yeah, because you check the status before. You,
so you're going to move.
Yeah. Well, I was going to move there, but if I have to stop in last.
Yeah, time, yeah.
The next city you enter is where you make your home. Leave your origin marker there. So does that mean I'm not outlaw anymore? So to lose the outlaw, you become imprisoned to lose the outlaw status. Don't forget to remove the origin marker.
Oh, just stick your destination for your origin.
No, not really. Leave your origin marker here. After you have an encounter in another city... what?
So
you've got to go to a city.
When you go away to a city,
yeah,
you've got to then come back to where your husband is. Just to check he's okay.
Yep.
He's implicated.
That's insane.
That's what happens when you get married,
that's
you see.
Exactly right.
You get tied to home.
Because you have got a needy wizard at home.
Each time you return home... That's true. Why do they marry someone needy? Each time you return home, you gain one story point. You may roll two dice. Okay. Oh, God, children.
All right.
Oh, God, there's children no matter what.
Oh, dear.
So now you have an encounter in...
I didn't want to go there, though. I wanted to go to West.
You can go there next time.
Serves you right for being married. It's not all about you when you're married.
This is... what have I got? I got... Bulgars. The city of Bulgars.
Yeah.
59.
59.
It's always 59. It's always 50.
So, roll the dice. Add your things.
One on top of me, two. So three...
Two, five.
Five on 59. You discover hungry creatures on table J.
Hungry creatures.
You're married now, Leon. You can't do that stuff.
Nah, I reckon I can.
I think they're hungry for love.
I'm so annoyed about this needy husband whiz of mine. I'm going to attack these creatures.
Yeah. All right, well, in that case, you are going to 920. Is that your roll? 923.
Whilst conversing with a local herdsman, you hear his tale of woe. A great mastiff has been attacking the herds and slaying many sheep. You offer to organise the local folk and bring the dog to heel. Do you have quick thinking?
Huh?
Do you have the golden bridle?
No.
No. Your plan, though, well-intended, is inadequate. The great beast injures several of the folk and escapes easily. You are shamed for your failure. You become scorned for one turn. Scorned. Scorned. There you go.
All right.
You're a married scorned outlaw, Leon.
There you go. We'll see what that happens next turn. So it must be my turn.
Yeah.
I am going to Istanbul.
Not Constantinople?
Not Constantinople.
Okay.
Encounter. So the only thing I have is lost
it's
now.
It's a two.
I get the city of Tripoli.
Ooh.
So,
what's the number on the bottom?
The bottom is the number is 15.
And, where is Tripoli? Roll your die.
Oh, it's over there.
Roll your die,
add
punk.
Four.
Two.
On, was it 15, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Find a treasure.
Ooh, really?
What's the table?
E. I'm guessing. Take.
So, what do you do with a minor treasure on table E?
I am going to take this minor treasure.
Okay.
You're not going to enter it?
One, next page, eight.
A lovely maiden wearing a beautiful ring accompanied by a burly slave. You give a street union to distract the slave. Do you have storytelling or quick thinking?
I do have quick thinking, yes.
You spin a fanciful tale to the child, disguising the true reason you wish the child to distract the slave. In this manner, you protect yourself from being betrayed and obtain the ring.
Yes!
Destiny's 1.
Yep.
Yep.
Destiny's 1. S. Story is 1.
Yep.
Wealth is 1.
Yep.
What's this max ring?
So you can't go past respectable.
Oh, only a ring you can.
Can't get rich just selling your ring.
Little do you know about my ring.
You can sure get famous by doing it.
Oop. So I don't get a treasure card?
Oh. It was only a minor treasure.
Oh, man.
Minor
treasure. Oh, man. Oh, damn. That was exciting.
Alrighty. I am in Zarangi. I need to get some money from somewhere because I've got to get rich before I get one. Samarkand. No, it's the city of Dable. That's not far away.
No, it's not.
81.
81.
Trying to find a good one.
As long as it's less than 3 minutes.
It's 2.5 minutes.
Perfect.
Roll your die.
I'm not playing show me your genitals.
So it's 5, 6, 7, 9.
Nine. And a trapped efreet.
Trapped efreet. Ooh.
On M.
A trapped efreet.
And efreet is a male genie.
Here you go.
People of the flame.
I will bargain with the trapped efreet.
Trapped bargain three.
Roll your die.
391.
As you speak, the genie cries, "Oh, woe! Seek not to take advantage of me, I pray! Have mercy upon me!" Do you have bargaining and evaluation?
No.
Or beguiling?
No.
No skill! You take pity on the genie. When you have concluded your deal, you realise you have been horribly disadvantaged. But the genie is, of course, nowhere to be found. Destiny goes up by one. Wealth goes down by one to a minimum of poor.
Lucky I'm already a beggar.
And you are...
Go Leon.
Alright, I've got one space to move, but first, I'm scorned. All destiny points awarded after receiving this status are changed to story points. You may receive no new wealth level or... To lose,
You may trade this status for the Honor Pilgrimage status at the cost of one destiny point. If you have no destiny point for on... So can I do that now and then...
The other thing is you're low on story points. So remember you're only get to 10 and 10.
Yeah.
You might want to keep it so you can get story points.
I have to come back and try to... Yeah, whatever. Either way, I want to go... I want to do my quest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's quest up in
so
this...
So it's a special... Oh, you've got to pick Rob, don't you? It tells you something on that card?
A, B, C, or D.
We pick.
I choose A, B, C.
Yeah, so roll your die.
So we choose the character.
Yeah, so it's going to be 2, 4...
2.
So 6.
6.
Yep.
And it's on A, B, C, or D. Oh, yes. Oh, no, it'll be on there.
Ah, sorry, yes. A, B, C, or D. And
so
six
one down.
I'm going to go with...
Yep.
I'm going to go with A.
Don't know. I thought we picked it.
So, yeah, we've got false.
You, pick it?
You may choose to encounter a person on matrix A, B, C, or D. But the matrix reader choose an objective. You must then choose the Rob reaction.
So we've got a false person.
Oh, so you just pick A, B, C, or D and
A. Rob A. So you are robbing a false person. Which takes us to 1496. 1495.
In matters of money, even a few meagre coins can count. Seeing as how the other is so pathetic anyway, you decide he won't miss his purse. Do you have stealth and stealing?
Sure do.
Or luck?
Stealth and stealing.
With a deft swipe of your dagger, you cut the sagging purse from the other's belt and are on your way, leaving them none the wiser. Destiny minus one.
Oh!
Well, but your destiny points become story points, don't they?
All destiny points awarded after receiving.
Does this count
so
as
it says
awarded?
Destiny minus one, story one. I'm guessing that.
Means a net result of zero?
Yeah, probably. And wealth plus one, max poor. Anyway, so
yep.
Got nothing. Never mind.
This is fucked.
But you...
But I succeeded.
Well, did you?
Yeah, I swiped the purse.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes.
So you got the eye. The second eye.
Yeah, I got the purse. Come on.
Now what?
If you reward, you gain wealth
the
or...
The king of thieving from robbers, we should call you.
Yep. As you remove the quest markers, if you are unsuccessful, you may... When you have claimed both eyes, you become the king of thieves. Choose D3 or S3. I guess I have to choose S3. Slash wealth 3. Maximum of fabulous.
Ooh.
But I, because of this scorned, I can't.
Oh, you can't go up wealth levels. Shame.
Oh. You shouldn't have tried to complete your quest so eagerly.
Max, and then slash treasure.
Oh, well,
so do I get all this stuff or do I...
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Yeah.
So I gain 3 story, but no wealth, and I gain a treasure.
Yeah.
Actually,
yes.
Do I gain a treasure because of this stupid thing?
So just shuffle that deck and take one. They're all good.
Ooh. Wowie zowie.
And sometimes you can trade them in to go up wealth level. Like, give you special.
I thought my ring was pretty good.
So you put me up for 3 story?
I did, yeah.
And I'm still just mediocre?
Alright.
Oh, your wealth goes up by 1, though. Makes respectable which you're at.
My wealth can't go up at all. The stupid thing with the... I've got the seal ring.
A seal ring?
A seal's ring.
Apparently.
You may attempt to use the ring to gain 1 wealth level or or a skill at talent level. When attempting this, roll 2 dice and add 1 for magic, 1 for piety. If your roll is 8 or greater, you are successful. If your roll is 7 or less, you instead have an encounter with a vengeful ring.
You don't have to do it now.
That is a bollocks treasure. If ever I've heard one.
All right, I'm going
when you get rid of your scorn thing, you can...
I'm going there.
Still pretty... I want another mission.
Alrighty, Garthy.
So I've moved my one.
Yes.
Do I not get another quest? Does nobody get any quests?
Yes.
You get a second quest?
Well, that one goes. Read it on the next turn.
I'm just going to have another badly lost encounter on Matrix G.
Matrix G. Badly lost. What shall you do?
I will examine surroundings.
621 plus 1. 622.
Yep. 622. You ponder furiously. How do you do that? Okay. Searching for a clue to your whereabouts. You are sure that you were questioning somebody, but now you're alone. You look for a path, examining your possessions and scan the horizon. Finally, as darkness falls, you admit you are completely lost. Do you have enduring hardship?
No.
No skill, son. You also are demoralized and cannot bloody think hell. Straight. You go to sleep. Perhaps you will think better in the morning. Gain one story and become lost.
Still lost.
Double lost?
Just lost. Didn't I also get something else?
No, demoralized. That's not a status.
Oh, it's not a status?
No, it's just the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Stupid.
I'm going to go 1, 2. Go into the jungle with a high number.
I still don't get this.
We haven't been to a city yet.
But it's, yeah, it's...
Alexandria. Table 22.
Encounter in another city to your home.
Okay.
Before you may end your turn.
Roll the die.
In any other city. So I don't...
Got 6 plus 2 plus 2, 10.
10 on table what?
22.
A beautiful enchantress.
Ooh.
On O. Matrix O.
A beautiful enchantress. I will hire the beautiful enchantress.
4, 4, 5.
Plus or minus.
4, 4, 5.
4, 4, 5.
Because this married thing says to me that, like, if I finish my turn in a city over here, it says then I have to finish my turn. So how does that...
Me?
Yeah, I told you. It's no sense. Either way. 4, 4, 5.
Okay. So the other is most generous.
Before you end your turn in another city. So in other words, once you go to a city,
yeah.
Before you can go to any other city, you've got to go back to your home city.
Which you can do quite easily. That's one square away. But anyway, it's not your turn. So, 4, 4, 5. The other is most generous, offering to assist you in exchange for payment of... whatever you can. So, do you have acting in disguise?
No.
You pay what you can, and the other is pleased to aid you as he can.
Oh, hang on. What table was that on?
What matrix?
Was it on O?
Yes.
No, that's okay. Because I forgot to say that I'm envious.
Ah, okay.
And in any... I can't win while I'm envious. And in any encounter at which rob is a possible reaction, I must choose it.
So... you pay for what you can, and the other is pleased to aid you as he can. Destiny 1, Story 1, Wealth minus 1 to a minimum of beggar. Oh, you get a choice of skill, 1 use. You may lose 1 status of your choice.
1 and 1?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Leg. Choice of skill?
And then I'm going to lose wounded.
Okay. Oh, Mark. You can't do that, can you?
No, I can't. So, go back. Back a step, and I have to have an encounter
with a
jailer on Matrix K, who is a mad jailer. Oh, good. Mad jailer.
Matrix
mad.
K.
Mad jailer. I will trick the mad jailer.
Oh, what? You're not attempting to escape?
1, 5, 5, 7.
5, 5, 5, 6, 7. I think prison for...
You try to convince your jailer that you have been wrongly imprisoned by the vizier, whom you imply is corrupt. Do you still have acting in disguise?
No.
The jailer is not inclined to believe you and goes off. Story 1.
In jail.
Don't do the time if you can't do the crime, or the other way around.
So I want to get rid of this scorned. So you may trade this status for the on pilgrimage status at the cost of 1.
Wow. Does your destiny mean the story? I know it's only when you...
You are now on pilgrimage. What does it mean when you're on pilgrimage?
You cannot win the game while on pilgrimage. Luckily, we're not going to finish the game, so that's fine. To lose...
No.
Place your destination marker in... You must enter and have at least one encounter in this... Then you must go to Mecca and have it... Yeah. After that encounter, your pilgrimage... If you successfully complete a pilgrimage, you gain 2 destiny and 1 story point. You also receive piety at 1 level higher than you now have it. Okay. So, place your destination marker in any city, not with 3 spaces of Mecca.
So, there's Mecca.
Yes. Any city.
That's currently in Alexandria, where you're an outlaw. That's okay, we'll remember.
So, not within 3 spaces. Not within. Cool. Now, can I move to
the... Yes.
Well, didn't... Oh, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can, but then after...
Oh, yes, because he's not there yet.
He's got to go back to that city.
That's just before the end of my turn. I don't get it.
No, before you end a turn... So you can't end your turn in another city...
Which he's going to do.
...after this one without going back there.
So I have to finish this encounter, then go back to the husband. Yeah,
then you have to go back and have an encounter with your husband. Wow. Then go to Mecca, then go back to your husband. Wow. It's a hard slog, this marriage.
Yeah.
Who knows what might happen in that encounter with your
husband.
Well,
I suppose if you go to, like, Thailand with the boys and then come back to the wife, you know, she's hardly going to say, oh, no, that's fine, you can just keep going to another country, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably have to touch base first.
That's right.
Exactly right. Get all the necessary shots.
So,
have your encounter.
Yes.
In Herat.
So enter and have a... Encounter. An Ifrit. 94.
Another genie. Roll. There's lots of genies here.
94. 3 plus deuce plus, I'm guessing deuce.
Yep. Yeah. 7. So 7?
On 94.
It's, and what was it? An Ifrit?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an evil Ifrit.
Oh, God.
On Matrix M.
Matrix M.
Okay. What are you going to do, Hotshot? What are you going to do?
I'll try and avoid it.
Okay.
Avoiding the Ifrit. The evil Ifrit.
He's going to 14.24.
That always ends.
Was that with
well.
The boss?
Does it ever? Yes, it was.
14.24.
Mm-hmm.
Offended by your apparent snub, the other decides to humiliate you. Behold, he cries. There goes the one who is the cause of all our woes. The ever-fickle crowd pursues you relentlessly. Relentlessly. Do you have beguiling?
No.
Or a brass trumpet?
Let me just check.
Skill. You are not treated gently by the crowd, who are convinced you are a sorcerer. Mm-hmm. One destiny point, but you are crippled.
Story point, then.
Now you got rid of that other one. You don't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah. So it would be one.
But you are crippled,
I'm crippled and I'm married and I'm on a pilgrimage. Well, hopefully your
pilgrimage will
remove...
roses for you, but you've got your seal's ring.
Yeah. Well, I only got a minor one.
Yeah, so you can use that at any time to do the thingy.
And I'm also an outlaw. Yeah, well, hey.
But only in Alexandria. Other people think well of you.
Okay.
Garth.
I am moving on up to Blanksfield. Population nothing.
Yeah.
Where I will encounter Rome. Somehow.
65.
So, yes, 65, please, Leon.
Six.
Pull that and add two.
6, 8, 8. 8.
Strange artifact.
Ooh, interesting.
A strange artifact on E.
On E.
It's an artifact, is tripping balls.
I think we've all been a strange artifact on E from time to time.
Yeah. There's only one thing to do there.
Hey, mate, look, I'm a fertility statue.
I'm going to have to take.
Take the strange E.
The strange. Or should I use it?
Or enter it.
No. No, I'm going to take it.
You're going to take it?
Yep.
1,080 plus or minus... Minus.
1,079. 1,079 was the year. A weird old man is selling sparkly trinkets at market. For you, young one, they're free. Go ahead, take one, ooh, says Skeletor for some reason. Do you have wisdom?
No.
You got no skill. Delighted by its beauty, you take one. Soon you can think of nothing else but its beauty.
Shame. My precious.
D1.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Cool. And you gain...
Ensorcelled?
Ensorcelled.
How did I get...
That's not a word.
You are ensorcelled.
I'm ensorcelled.
I'm going to go quickly put on some pants.
Oh, man. See what we have to put up with here on the Dice Man.
Oh. Okay. You'll go?
Yeah.
I'll
be Leon?
Yep, I'll be Leon.
Okay, I'm in jail again.
Okay.
My jailer is... Wicked.
Wicked again.
Yep, on Matrix K. Wicked jailer, I am going to... If he's wicked, I'm going to bribe him.
Okay, 1537. The jailer pleasantly agrees to free you if part of the payment is in advance. Do you have wisdom?
Yes.
Do you have a brass trumpet?
No.
So wisdom. You decide the jailer's plan to cheat you. And you refuse the advance. You insist upon your freedom first, and, grumbling, the jailer frees you.
Yes!
True to your word, you pay him. Destiny goes up by one. Wealth goes down by one to a minimum of respectable, and you lose imprisoned.
I wish I was respectable for a long time.
There you go. Yeah. No longer imprisoned is good.
I am out of prison.
Yeah. The problem is, you're now within cooey of winning this thing.
No, I'm not. I can't go back. Oh, I can actually. I can't get my destiny. No, it's seven.
Everyone seven relax. And nine. I've got pants on.
Hey.
All right. Just for that,
Leon gets a turn.
No, that was me. Yes, yeah. That's right. Is that right? Yes. No, Leon's turn. Go, Leon.
Was Leon.
Crippled. Your movement is reduced by one. You cannot gain or use the seduction appearance skill. In any encounter, you double all story points.
Wowie zowie.
To lose, if you gain blessed or respected, I don't know, but I probably should. But
you can gain a wealth level or a skill at talent level.
You may attempt to use this ring to gain one. When attempting this, roll two dice.
There we go.
Trade in his ring.
This doesn't count as my turn, does it?
No, you're trading in your ring.
10. Roll two dice. Add one for magic, one for piety. If the roll is 8 or greater, you are successful.
Yeah.
If you roll 6 or less, so you gain one wealth level or a skill at talent level. So I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yep. So or I could go up wealth, which does bug all for me. Turns me to rich and it doesn't make me any faster.
Oh, tough being rich, isn't it?
I guess I'll grab a new talent. I just don't know. How about... quick thinking.
Quick thinking?
Yeah.
Thinking guy.
I know.
Take me back to the wife, please. So do I keep this ring or is it one off use?
No, that's it. Used your ring wisely.
Excitement plus.
For a change.
Okay, so you're now in Larsa.
I am back there. I've got to do the married thing.
Yeah.
Each time you return home, you gain one story point.
Yep.
Which is now two story points.
Okay.
And I roll two dice. God. 4. No effect.
You have 12 kids.
No. This is the only... Between 3 and 7 is the only time there's no effect.
Impotence.
Otherwise, there's things... So I'm just done.
Now you need to do an encounter.
An encounter in my home city. Princess. Hey, a bit on the side.
There we go.
Right. It's rock and roll.
What sort of princess is it? I don't know. 109.
109
princesses?
Wow. Yeah.
It's a size 109 princess. 109 kilo princess.
I can work with that.
Roll the dice.
Yep. Roll the dice.
And 4.
Hey! 1 plus so
it's
2.
109.
Plus 5.
A destitute princess.
Oh, my favourite kind.
Yeah. No, I didn't say prostitute.
No, princess, that's fine. Destitute's fine. You don't happen to have daddy issues, do you, by any chance? Well... Come here.
What matrix?
What shall you do with the destitute princess?
I just realised it's a horrible thing to say.
Matrix A.
Matrix A.
I mean, I could abduct her. Converse, avoid, rob, A. I'm going to make up for my comments and I'm going to aid her.
Wow, you're good. 204.
If we weren't recording this, I would probably abduct her.
205.
The other turns on you with rage gleaming in her eyes. She shouts, "You have the temerity to show pity to me?"
Yeah.
Do you have storytelling?
No.
Do you have acting in disguise?
Yes.
To turn aside her wrath, you relate the fable of the dog which pitied its master, and this comforts her soul. So moved is she that she makes you her companion. Ooh. For the pleasure of your company.
Yeah.
You get D1,
yeah, baby.
And S1,
yep.
And scholarship 2. And courtly graces at master level.
Wow, eh?
Whoa!
You already got courtly graces. Courtly graces.
And?
Scholarship.
I tell you what.
Whoa.
As one night stands go with
and you are princesses. Blessed.
And blessed.
That gets rid of your crippled.
That gets rid of my
crippled. Yay!
Be nice to homeless people. It works out well.
All the time.
Especially if they're princesses that like a good story and a good comforting.
Blessed. Bugger off, crippled.
Well done.
Okay, okay. Choose what number. Alright. Now I've got to get back to my pilgrimage. I've got to get to the Mecca.
Yes.
Yes, it wouldn't be good to waylay a destitute princess.
I haven't even read my second quest, by the way, because I've got all distracted by this husband matter. Mecca type thing.
Yeah.
All right,
Garth. My turn. Now, because I am now ensorcelled.
Yes.
You have been put under a spell. Your feet seem to betray your wishes as you find yourself travelling at another's whim. So the effect is, each turn, another player of your choice decides where to move your piece. And to lose this, at the end of my turn, me and the player who moved your piece roll one die each. If I roll higher, I lose the status. Equal or less, I keep it. Leon, where do I go? Bearing in mind that I can only go one space.
Which way? Back the way you came.
So are you... What's your quest? Are you going to Baghdad?
I'm trying to.
Very slowly.
Because you've been lost.
Now even yes. more increasing.
Now you're going to Antioch. No. The Holy Hand Grenade.
Yeah, I decided I'd go in the exact opposite direction.
Yeah.
So this is the end of my turn. We roll that dice. So okay. I have an encounter in Antioch with a serpent. Now it's a city, so we go to 41.
41.
41. And...
Oh, hang on. Is that where we pick the numbers?
No.
41. Roll some dice. Five.
That's it. Five. Yeah.
Five in 41.
Mm-hmm.
An unknown beast.
As a serpent, maybe?
Unknown mm-hmm. beast, J.
Unknown, yes. What?
I am study going...
It. Study it. Take a few sketches. Let's see how well that goes.
I am going to seek aid from this unknown beast.
Seek aid. Roll the destiny die. 785.
You speak in a soft voice to the beast to entice it to come along to you. Hey boy. You praise Allah as the beast stares, as in noise startles it. Magic?
Yes.
You do some magic.
I do.
The beast is in sorcel. What the hell is it?
Ensorcelled?
Ensorcelled. You call the beast back, and it kneels before you. You utter a magic word and spill it with water. And it transforms.
Way.
Are you married?
No.
Otherwise. The one you have freed praises you again. And again. To the Most High for removing the curse. You gain a bit of D1.
Yep.
And you gain a bit of S2.
Yep.
And a bit of blessed, son.
I'm blessed.
Woohoo. We're both blessed. Double blessed.
Double blessed. Cool.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Yep. Right.
Okay, now... Oh, yeah. Now it is the end of my turn.
Yes.
So, we each roll the dice, Leon.
Okay.
And if I roll higher, I lose in sorcery.
I rolled a 2.
6! Woohoo! I lose in sorcelled.
Unensorcelled.
All up in that sorcelled.
Oh, and then... I don't know if blessed would have applied, but blessed is I choose my die roll.
Yeah, bless is weird.
Yes, probably that would have applied. But you rolled it naturally.
Nat 6.
All right.
Okay.
I'm no longer in prison.
So you can lose the blessed after you. If the number you roll is more than one number you called.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go one. What am I moving?
If you get a curse.
Three, I land. One, two, three. To the Bolgars I go.
Off to the Bolgars, eh?
Yes. Oh. And?
No, you haven't got a thing.
And I've gone to the sex change spring.
Finally.
In the Bolgars is number 51.
51, okay.
So at this point, we should mention that we're all very close to winning. Yeah, we're all trying to get 10 points of story and 10 points of destiny, and we're all
within a couple of points, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, roll this dice of yours, Mark. Plus 6, whatever you roll.
Box
7.
Plus, they added the 2, yeah.
Yep. A wicked vizier.
A wicked vizier. On the sex change spring.
Wicked.
Follow.
You don't have anything that has
jungle is
make
massive.
You rob?
Wicked, no, I'm wicked. Wounded.
Jungle is massive.
I got out of jail, that was okay.
So what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to follow him.
You want to hear a joke I come up with him?
Sure.
Why is it hard to find a DJ in the jungle?
Why?
Because...
I'm going to follow.
Very much so.
I'm going to follow the wicked thing.
Okay.
With minus.
I haven't even told you what you're doing yet. So, wicked, what are you doing? Following.
Yeah, following. Yeah, followed him.
So, an I.
2118.
2118.
I haven't used one single skill yet, I don't think. I was wise once.
Okay.
two things must you know, wise woman.
You spy a man extorting a merchant. You follow him as he extorts other merchants until he arrives at an abandoned warehouse. There, guards approach the man and you smile to see such an evildoer get his just desserts. But the smile vanishes as the guards bow low before him. The wretch stands revealed as the vizier. You are unable to do anything against such odds, although your story goes up by 2.
Excitement plus.
Yeah.
What? So, Mark.
So, remember, once you get 10 and 10, you've then got to go back to Baghdad and have a successful encounter.
Yeah. Right. The chance of that, but sure. Right, so I've got 4 movement. I'm married, whatever. Pilgrimage, yeah, blessed. Cool. 4, so.
So now you're trying to go to Mecca.
4. Trying to get to Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to avoid cities, so I don't have to go back to see the needy wife. So I'm here to encounter Enchantress. Oh,
another one.
Enchantress!
What is it with you and the ladies?
It's hard work. 114.
It is hard work.
Can't stay out of their claws.
I rolled a 2 on top of the 2 on top of me 2 for a 6.
A noble Enchantress.
Oh, my favourite kind. I thought Destress.
Oh, B.
They're both
B.
good. They're both B.
B.
They're both complete wrongins.
So just... a noble one?
Yes.
Court.
Far out.
Are you playing around, Leon?
Yeah. And I'm going to win because of it. All right. Listen to all the children.
Roll your destiny die.
Destiny.
301.
And
I have Sinbad. I am the king of thieves. Yeah. Right? I mean...
No, Gus, the king of thieves, aren't you?
No, I'm the king of thieves.
No, you're the king of thieves, yes. Pah! Cries the other almost before you have opened your mouth. You're all the same. If I was not attractive, you would not give me a second thought. Do you have beguiling?
Oh, no.
Do you have storytelling?
No.
Oh, hang on. You've got master level skills, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your master level skills?
Scholarship and courtly graces.
Oh, yes. One of those helps. So we do this one instead. Because it's on the one of the ones either side.
Yep.
When you make clear your respect for the other, he huffs. I have many friends... Oh, she.
Yeah, thank you.
I have many friends in the suitors, and though few are so attractive and clever as you,
lovely.
You must prove yourself worthy to win my respect and affection. You have courtly graces, don't you? Oh, hang on. Married. Mandatory. You are persistent in demonstrating your good qualities. You tell of all you have done and speak of the love you bear your spouse. And all the other proofs of your virtue.
Huh?
The other finally agrees you are a person of D2 and you are respected. So 2 destiny points. And now a little...
9 and 9!
You are respected.
Oh.
Go to the next time.
I'm winning next turn. Where's Baghdad? There. I'm totes winning. But you've got to get to there.
You've got to go to Mecca first. Because you can't win on pilgrimage, remember?
Oh, but we're playing like the half-game house rules. Mecca can...
All right, so
I was going to say something very bad.
So I've moved to a city. I am drawing an hunchback. An hunchback on 86.
An hunchback.
86. 6. 86 and 6.
86 and 6.
Oh, actually, because I'm blessed...
Yeah, you can pick.
Well, 86.
But you don't get to see that.
No, it just says I can examine the Book of Tales before choosing.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you can look at...
Okay, do you want to give me
86?
Options?
Well, if I look at it, then I...
If you're doing it, you could possibly lose your blessed if you...
No, I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
Yep.
6?
6.
Disguised.
A disguised hunchback.
C.
Table C.
There's loads of bread on my back.
Minus one.
What will you do to the disguised hunchback?
Oh, table C? I will hire this hunchback.
539.
The hunchback agrees to your nefarious schemes.
Nefarious?
Do you have stealth and stealing?
No.
After the robbery is accomplished,
oh,
he blackmails you for a large cut of the loot. You gain D1.
Yep. Oh, that's over here. Ah, first at 10.
First 10 indeed.
Yep.
And you also gain 1 wealth. Max respectable.
Yep, I can't go anywhere. Not that it really works, because I'm lost.
He's still lost.
Yeah.
I can't go really move in one space.
I have.
been limping around the desert, hiring hunchbacks. All right.
Your quest is to get to Baghdad, and you have to win the game by getting to Baghdad. That's out, that's out of order.
That's I'm going to go...
Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Three. One, two, three.
Okay.
And I shall encounter an Afrite, a female Afrite, on table 116. And it is...
Someone's buying...
Five and two, seven, eight.
Buying XCOM off me, coming to the pub tonight. To get...
Oh, excellent. That's quick.
Free dinner. Woo!
116.
Yep. Number eight.
A noble.
A noble Afrite. The table is...
This is Matrix M.
If it's a noble Afrite, then I will... I'll grovel to it.
I was going to say grovel. 1588.
1589. Where's the app for this?
Yeah.
1589.
With voice command. 1589.
Yes. The Afrite is quite suspicious of your motives, and her animosity is not deflected by your careful words. Do you have acting in disguise or a brass trumpet?
No.
While you speak, you are surrounded by servants of the Afrite, or Efrite, and moving quickly, they bind you and beat you. When they are done, they leave you alone and bleeding. So you get one destiny point. You are crippled.
I'm already wounded.
And lose pursuit.
I'm crippled and wounded.
Yep.
All right, but I'm on 10 destiny points and 9 story points. Alrighty.
So if I get to both 10s this turn, we're just saying I win? Yeah, is that what's
no, you've got to get back to Baghdad.
We totes don't have
no,
time.
No, you're on pilgrimage. You can't win, Leon. It'll be out of Garth and I.
That's nonsense. It's going to be me because Mark is not going to win 3 in a row.
Better head
house
to Mecca.
And I say, get out of my house.
Better head to Mecca.
One, two.
Oh, he's not going to be able to do it.
Was that? I passed through a city. I didn't stop on the dam.
Yeah. Okay.
He's angry for a person on a pilgrimage.
I've got the Serendib.
Yeah. 50, nothing on there to add. And two.
54.
Two on there. Roll away.
Yep. So what number do you go to?
57.
A small artifact on table E. A small.
Open.
Okay. Open a small.
Yes. Okay. 2040. One.
Wandering the bazaar, you're accosted by a merchant who shows you a remarkable wooden box. With several deft motions, he shows you how to open it and then lock it shut. Enchanted with the craftsmanship, you are determined to have it. Roll two dice. Quickly.
Six.
Add one for bargaining and evaluation, beguiling or appearance.
Okay. Wow.
You got six?
Yep.
You cannot come to an agreement with the merchant. You leave sorely disappointed. Oh, hang on. Whenever you roll dice, you can pick the numbers. Is that what it is?
Whenever you roll dice, /die for any reason. 12!
Okay. You swiftly conclude your business with the merchant and carry your newfound treasure away. You waste no time manipulating the box as he showed you. As you expected, it is empty. The box itself is your treasure. Still, the inner dimension seems odd to you. You can leave it be... or use a dagger to pry at the bottom.
Clearly I'm prying it open.
Mm. Okay. You are more forceful than you wished and shatter the item in your clumsy attempt. Huh? Your disappointment is tempered, however, when a small rolled map falls. Do you have wilderness lore?
No. I've got everything but these damn things.
The map is strange and indecipherable. It is worthless to you, and you can get only a few coins S1. There you go. That gets you the 10 points you need.
Mm.
Only you could win the game, Leon.
All right, my go.
Yeah. Who started?
Baghdad.
Did you go first?
Yeah.
Well, we should finish it on my turn, and then we'll have an even number of turns.
We probably should, and then whoever's got the most.
Okay. So I've arrived in Baghdad. So my quest carried away.
Yes.
I've made my way back to Baghdad. So upon returning to Baghdad and remaining there after an encounter, so you settle all matters.
You've got to have an encounter first.
Yes, I do.
Are you still lost or something though?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to have an encounter, which is Bantus, which I'm not in. So I go to eight.
Eight.
Table eight.
Table eight. And Baghdad is plus nothing.
Yep. Eight. Yes.
Five. No. Three.
Beautiful Shoals.
Yep.
Yep. Beautiful Shoals.
Table F?
F.
F.
What are you doing, the beautiful Shoals?
I will avoid them.
Roll the destiny die. 2420.
2420.
Yep.
You are most interested by your discovery, but you feel that the time is of the essence, and you head on to your destination, then tarry over...
I guess you gain... I gain courtly graces.
So, do you already have it?
No. Get some courtly graces up in you.
There it is. Excellent. And so you've now... You've had an encounter in Baghdad.
Now, I get to settle my carried away, so I get Destiny 3, which takes me to 13... Takes me story 3, which takes me to 11, and I get enduring hardship.
Oh, wow. So now I think.
Does that mean I win?
You check. Well, the last thing you do on the turn is you check for victory.
Okay.
So. Victory. Once you've collected enough destiny points and story points to make your secret, you must return to Baghdad in order to win. Once you reach Baghdad, you announce you are going to win. All the other players each have one last turn to try to complete their goals and reach Baghdad.
Okay.
Well, I've got a turn. And I haven't...
That was a wanker gesture.
Yes.
Hang on. I can't make it.
I win!
So Garth wins.
Finally! One out of three ain't bad.
Alright. Actually, it's not a bad game. So was Tales of Smirch the...
Agents of Smirch.
Agents of Smirch.
I don't know.
Because that's pretty much the same game, isn't it? Except for, like, spies?
Yeah, I think so. It's James Bond setting as opposed to Arabian Nights setting, I believe so.
Well, that's good. Guys, we've got to pack up. We've got a show to do.
Yes, we do. Run. Mouse, give me the mouse and stop the recording. Stop the recording!